The next patient is Samuel Segui. The last name is S-E-G-U-I. First name, Samuel. Number one. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old patient of Dr. Dominguez, D like in Delta, O-M-I-N-G-U-E-Z. As the Revello, R-E-V-E-L-L-O, Medical Services, who has been referred to this office initially because of the presence of proteinuria that we thought was related to the fact that he had type 2 diabetes and morbid obesity along with arterial hypertension. The patient couldn't tolerate the administration of Jardiance, and for that reason we decided to switch the patient to Farxiga, 5 milligrams every day. And with the administration of Farxiga, the patient has remained with the A serum creatinine that is 1.3, a BUN of 32 with an estimated GFR of 60 mLs per minute. And most importantly, the patient has no evidence of proteinuria. Unfortunately, the albumin creatinine ratio in the urine was not done. However, the dipstick was done and it's negative. Period. We are going to order and emphasize the need to do the microalbumin creatinine ratio, since microalbumin is the first protein to appear in diabetic nephropathy. In any event, the patient remains stable from the kidney function point of view and improved proteinuria. We continue with the administration of Farxiga 5 milligrams daily on daily basis. Following number, obesity. The patient gained 15 pounds of body weight. He has been retaining significant amount of fluid. I think that anywhere from 5 to 10 pounds is fluid he has been drinking in the presence of a hemoglobin A1C of 7.5. He doesn't have to drink that much fluid. He's taking furosemide 40 milligrams on daily basis. My recommendation and instructions were to weigh himself every day. In this office, the body weight was 255 pounds, and we want him to decrease the fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours and continue the administration of furosemide and expect to lose at least 6 pounds. The patient understood that he has to drink much less of what he puts out. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has a slight anemia that has been stable. Following number is a history of glaucoma. The patient was encouraged to change the total caloric intake in order to lose weight and be more successful in controlling all the parameters that we have to control. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 9 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes with the patient face-to-face, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.